sincerely Reese, and this is my podcast. I would have started sooner, but I was sitting on my ass. No, I'm just playing. I'm hella productive, but not in ways everyone finds constructive. Content? I don't know. My real plan is just to go with the flow, you know, and tell my truth about my family, making music, self-care, and who I strive to be. Some people say, you don't talk, that's not true. The truth is, I just don't talk to you. So antisocial? Not really me. I'm just selective with whom I exchange energy. This here is my journey, no longer misunderstood. Welcome to my podcast, kinda hippie, kinda hood. What's up? Welcome back to Kinda Hippie, Kinda Hood. I'm your host, Siri Larice. So friends, I am back at it. I just published an episode this morning. So when I say welcome back, I mean really welcome right back. I have more to say, so let's publish a new one. So I'm going to jump right to it. I have this terrible habit of hyping myself up to achieve big ass goals, but I am a strong force and I can just as quickly talk myself down and convince myself I'm not capable of achieving said goals. And I treat myself this way about things I'm absolutely capable of, even things I've done before, you know? So I get it though, like feels are feels. Self-sabotage is a thing. And fear can be an all-consuming situation, you know? Anxiety is super-duper real for me sometimes. So I'm doing my best to plug on through. So I sat down to do some self-reflection and to just spend some time focusing on what I do want to achieve over the next 6 months. And as it stands, I gave up New Year resolutions a long time ago. I used to be all about the idea of like a Pinteresty vision board, but I'm more of a list maker and a box checker. So instead I have like 525,600 notebooks with ideas and goals all doodled about, all hectic like an artist, you know, but being creative is like, it's exhausting if I'm being honest, and like really trying to focus in ideas and hone them into like tangible good shit, it can be exhausting. And the amount of ideas I have right now versus what I'm producing is like the most unbalanced scale at the moment. And it's really getting to me. I persist, but it's really getting to me. And like, I know somehow amongst this mix of singer, songwriter, urban farm goals, having homeschooling wife life, I'll be able to provide in the ways I desire, not only for myself and my family, but for my community and other people too, you know? That timeline though, and the doubts, the excuses or the reasons or whatever it's called that's got me not doing the things, you know, the doubts. I mean, shit, sometimes I doubt my doubts, you guys. Who has the time? I don't know. Oh my gosh. I do some of the things I set out to accomplish, but more often than not, they aren't done when I originally set out to do them. You know, the timeline gets stretched or put off or sometimes happens sooner than I'm ready to just because I get the gumption and I'm like, okay, I'm just going to do it today, you know? And I often wonder, what would life be like if I did all of the things? If every single one of the things I thought, hey, I should try, if I just did it, you know, what if I was consistent with being my own hype woman, as consistent as some of you all are with supporting me in my adventures, you know? It's funny because sometimes my friends will say stuff like, oh, you go girl, you're so fearless. I wish I could do half the things you do. But seriously, guys, whoa, Nelly, that couldn't be further from the truth. Like, I do appreciate the you go girls and stuff, but like, I am terrified. Like, always, 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 always terrified. And it's not a good thing. I'm sometimes able to accomplish goals while in fear, but not always. And it's not so much about being fearless for me as it is just doing the thing I want to do while being afraid. Or, you know, or just not broadcasting it. Like, hey, this is the thing I'm doing. Because like, folks don't know what you aren't doing unless you say you're going to do something in the first place. So sometimes I just don't say shit. I get why it might look like I stay winning, but you know, I just don't stay talking. I am a tight-lipped gal. And often I think I'm just scared because like, what if something does go great and then what next? You know, I don't know. I often think just because I'm scared, I shouldn't do something. And that's not the case. I guess how we interpret life's indicators of what fear is and what fear feels like, it's entirely up to us if we want to proceed through it or not. And I do know I need to spend more time doing the things that scare me, not things that put me in danger, but things that make me nervous that will actually help me thrive and accomplish the goals I'm trying to set out for myself. Have you guys heard the term speak it into existence? It's a well-known mantra, and I do my best. Y'all hear my dog, neighbor's dogs? They're chatty guys. But anyway, since this is a spur of the moment one, the windows are open. You might hear my kid. You might hear my cat meowing. You might hear it all. But like, I'm here and to be real and honest with you guys. But what was I saying? So the term speak it into existence, right? So I really try my best to apply it to my daily life, but doubt can be overwhelming. And I look at the goal and what might be needed financially or time-wise to bring those goals to fruition. And ultimately, I give up a lot. I don't do the thing a lot. And it's sad because I really have an incredible support system when it comes to people hyping me up and co-signing on my ideas. Like, I am so thankful. I don't know why so many of you guys ride hard for me, but you do. And I love it. And I thank you. And I got a notification that I had 500 listeners on my podcast. And I was like, do I even know like 500 people? Who's listening? Like, sure, you know, we can have thousands of friends on Facebook and hundreds and thousands of connections on Instagram. But like, at very least 500 people decided that you felt like come listening to me flap my gums on this podcast. So like, wow. You know, I just wish I could rally for myself as consistently as other people rally for me. And I hope I'm rallying for y'all hard like that too. You know, I was in a recent woe is me moment chatting with my friend Kate, and she is a fellow creative mom, entrepreneur, beautiful queen. And she shared a post with me and it read, "Don't wait until you've reached your goal to be proud of yourself. Be proud of every step you take toward reaching that goal." Well, I'll be. It got me good. I mean, I was choked up. I'm choked up now. And I felt it in my core. And I was mad at myself for not being kind to my own heart, you guys. I was frustrated because that post was right. It was all the way on time. You guys, I have this terrible time celebrating my own successes. And I can minimize something huge and shrink it into this tiny bubble that other people, you know, might be like, I just did all this shit, you know? And I can quite literally accomplish a goal and immediately focus on the what's next, the what ifs, the, yeah, but I still can't afford XYZ and I don't have time for to do this and I don't have the resources for ABCD, you know? I can completely ignore the win. It's a bad habit, like must break pronto. It's not part of my black girl magical joy that is Siri Lurie. So like really, I've got to shelve that bullshit like yesterday day. What gives? Why is it when I hear words of encouragement from a family member or a friend, it's easier for me to receive the information than it is for me to encourage myself and believe in myself? It's so frustrating. It's super duper frustrating. I should have brought some tissue because my crying snot and ass is really just splashing the tears everywhere. I'll tell you what. You know what else? I really ride the struggle bus with asking for help. Not only do I not ask for help when I undoubtedly need it, I also hate asking for help, you guys. Like, which sometimes means waiting until the last possible second to ask for help because I will truly exhaust every one of my resources, my personal self. I will figure it out my own before I will reach out to someone else, even if it means cutting the struggle short. You know, like it's ludicrous. It's neither convenient for me or whomever has decided to lend a hand, be it like to help with Evan or, you know, if it's for a gig or anything, like seriously, anything. I can't think of any particular circumstance where I felt completely comfortable asking for help. even the most simple tasks. I don't know why I'm this way, but I can remember all the way back to elementary school being afraid to ask for help, not wanting to burden anyone or take someone else away from what they were doing. And I do remember times when I asked for help with something and I considered it a small task, but everybody has a different, you know, realm of reality. And the adult's reaction was as if I was the biggest nuisance. Now, I'm a strong gal, but believe me, I am sensitive as fuck. I will cry in a heartbeat, like sensitive gangsta hippie shit, you know? Real talk. So, like, I actually demonstrated my lack of, like, wanting to ask for help across the board with my parents, my friends, my teachers, directors, vocal instructors. Like, if it seemed like somebody would be inconvenienced by me, I would zip lip. I am still this way. I will shut the hell up. You know, it's nuts and it's actually not productive. Ugh. Sometimes, a lot of times, I really need help, like all around. Sometimes I need financial help. Sometimes I need help with my kiddo so I can refuel and like continue slaying the mom thing. Sometimes I have writer's block and it takes me months to finish the lyrics to a song that I feel like my friends could probably whip out in 4 seconds flat, you know? And then in those times, I have to ask my fellow creative friends to weigh in. I have to ask for help. I have needs and desires, and I can't accomplish them all on my own. Because as you can see, I can talk myself out of doing any old thing. Oh, man. Even as much as I enjoy my personal space and peace, it really does take a village to navigate this life. Even if your village is 2 people, you know what I'm saying? Like, it still takes the support and camaraderie of others. It's real. It's real. Have you guys read the book The Secret? That's my jam, you guys. Okay. Oh, yeah. We're about to get in. We're going in. So, I remember the first time I read the book, The Secret. And when I heard about the book, I was in a transitional stage. You know, I mean, I guess life in general is just one big ass transition, if I'm being honest. You know, moving from one phase to the next, learning about yourself, changing, maturing, outgrowing relationships. It's all just, life is just this long cycle. There's no end to it. There is no stopping on the work. The work exists. Our personal work with ourselves, it doesn't stop. So my mom told me about the book, and I'm always down for some self-improvement and some self-learning. I'm here for it, you know? You guys should see my book now, my copy of The Secret. Oh, man, it is doggy-eared. It is high-lit. It is post-it notes, bookmarks. Like, it looks like your granny's Bible times 50. Like, my gal is beat up, and she is sturdy and strong and holds me down. But anyway, so as I read The Secret, I had a lot of aha moments, and I had a lot, that's some new age bullshittery moments, too. And a lot of the latter, like, my immediate takeaways, the first 2 chapters were pretty minimal until I went back and read them again. But as I absorbed the information and started to test out the theories in the book, my life completely changed. And my original perspective of the New Agey bullyery shittery was quite wrong. And it was absolutely not New Age bullshittery. We as individuals are quite powerful. And most of us haven't even tipped the scales in our favor, like to our greatest potential. Like, truthfully, we're just marking. We're just kind of drifting on, following the steps, doing what we can do, not actually giving ourselves credit for what we're powerful for. And at the time I started reading The Secret, I was in a fairly new relationship that did not last as planned. But the lessons learned during that time are priceless and, like, contributed all the bad shit, contributes to my life today in a positive way, and makes me who I am today. So anyhow, I was at this eco-friendly green fest, and it started very early in the AM, and I did not have time for coffee that day. Now, if you know me, the sun, listen, you don't even have to know me. If you even just swipe through my social media, you know the sun rises and sets on the coffee bean. Okay? I started a day without coffee, a day I was going to be at a full ass green fest. I don't even like big events, you guys. And I had the nerve to roll up in this early ass event, no coffee. A day without coffee is not a day at all. So I was reading a portion of The Secret and it said, start small in terms of manifesting and testing out how the law of attraction works. Now, the actual word manifest means clear or obvious to the eye or mind. So how it's used in terms of how we apply it in our daily lives and during conversation, it's not a direct translation, but it's very much an interpretation of the word. So of course, my skeptical ass was like, oh, okay, give me some clear and obvious coffee pronto. I'm so ignorant sometimes, you guys. I quite literally said out loud, oh, okay, if this works, I want coffee immediately. I'll never forget it. Like, truthfully, every time I think of, like, telling somebody about the book The Secret, I cannot not think of this story and when I first started reading the book. So I sat there for a few minutes at one of the tables in the middle of this common area, and I thought, see, no coffee. I'm here focused on all the coffee. Why hasn't somebody brought me some coffee? So I read a few pages further in the book, and it mentioned the term inspired action. And I thought, huh, perhaps I have something to do with this whole manifesting coffee out of thin air thing. Maybe there is an action I can take to get the ball rolling in my favor. So I got up all under caffeinated and started to stroll around the Green Fest vendor booths. Now, the dig was, my point was like, there is no food at this event, you guys. There was no beverage at this event. They weren't providing any green culinary experiences, no food court, no craft services for the staff. Trust me, my teen snacks butt checked. There was nothing, nothing. There was nothing. So I figured, aha, I can stump this whole secret law of attraction BS. You're not going to get me. But the universe is freaking funny. Now, if you're religious, call it what you want. Call it God, you know, what have you. But I'm a non-religious spiritual gal. So the universe is my personal ultimate gangsta in this life. And in that particular moment, the universe was like, ha, joke's on you, kid. So I quite literally walked around with this book in my hand, finger holding down the spot where I was reading about inspired action. I inspected every single booth, top to bottom, with my thoughts focused on receiving coffee. And after about 5 minutes of strolling, I hear from behind me in an area I had just passed through and given all the eyeballs to, and I hear, excuse me, miss, might I interest you in an environmentally conscious cup of Greek coffee? Screech! What's that you say? Miss? You talking to me? Might you? You guys, I turned around so fast. Like, when I got to the booth, there wasn't a single drop of coffee in sight. Old boy whipped out a box from under his vendor table and had a whole ass coffee station set up. Now, I don't know if it was my eye bags or my grumpy fucking face or what, but my guy knew I needed coffee right now. Completely ridiculous. His booth was actually dedicated to environmentally conscious ways to source, produce, and distribute coffee. And he just happened to have a personal setup under the table for himself because, like me, he had to be there at the crack of dawn. And so he wasn't getting many people at his booth, and he thought he would try out giving taste tests to get more patrons to come by so he could spread the good word of environmentally friendly sourced coffee. I was his first try. So he had a small one cup, like AeroPress, like single brewer style coffee maker and an electric kettle. And if I didn't know better, I would think the whole setup would have appeared out of thin air. I mean, I had just passed the area and I'm quite aware, you guys, I'm pretty aware of my surroundings, and somehow I missed him. But the universe had me on lock. He poured me the most delicious cup of coffee. A single serving, hot, dark as fuck, crude oil rich coffee, just like I like it. And all was right in the world. I fell in love with Greek coffee that day. I fell in love with the book The Secret that day. I fell in love with my own personal power that day. I fell in love with the law of attraction that day. And from that moment forward, I would test the secret. I mean, really, I would test my own power to work in tandem with this here universe. And I mean, I still do. But right now, my practice is really lacking. I feel it. I see it reflected in the things I don't want coming to fruition more than the things I do want. So I know I need a hard reset. I know I need to recalibrate. I need to focus these here goals and slay in the ways I desire and in the ways many of you hype me up to do. I wish there was like a one-stop answer to like regain focus for all the goals I'm working towards. And there's just so many things. It's actually not so many things. It's like three things I'm working on, but like the weight of them feels heavy. And they're big things. So they're like laced in fear. So in this feeling like a hot mess express, you know, I did and do what any normal human does. And I turned to the old internet for guidance. And my first stop was Instagram. In terms of the lesser of evils for social media, the gram does it for me. If you listen to other podcasts, I think I say something every podcast about how weird social media is. But the gram, it'll do. I found my gardening community via the gram. I found an amazing Black homeschool community by way of the Instagram too. And I'm forever grateful for the friendships that I've built virtually and in person. So like I was saying, I turned to the gram immediately and I hit up Danny Faust's page. So this morning, friends, y'all, I already published an episode already today, but honestly, my heart is so heavy. So like, I feel like I have to come drop some more gum flapping to you all and like stick with my intention to be real and authentic. And dig, if you aren't familiar with Danny's work, she is a family lifestyle blogger. No, this is not an ad. No, I'm not paid to talk about her. I'm not an affiliate, though I am an affiliate with some places, Coco and Seed, Ferry Morrison stuff. But Danny is incredible. She is a family lifestyle blogger, lifestyle coach. She's just an intuitive queen. She has so many skills and talents. Like, you must check her out. Like, you have to. But what I love most about her is her desire to share with others the joy of being able to speak your life into action. Fresh this morning, you guys. I'm talking fresh. Danny launched a free, F-R-E-E, 5-day manifesting challenge. Now, when I tell you this shit is right on time, it is right on time. First, because my budget can absolutely support free dollars. But more importantly, last night before I went to bed, I was chatting into the universal ether and I asked for clear direction. Like, I really need clear direction in regards to some things. And specifically, I asked for clarity as to what it actually is I want to manifest, because the way these goals are set up is just all swirling around in my head and I can't even like prioritize because I'm overwhelmed. And honestly, how can we work in tandem with the universe to manifest something if we aren't concise on what it is we desire? I mean, I could be hella wishy-washy with my goals. And so what does the universe deliver? Hella wishy-washy. So a 5-day manifesting challenge is exactly what I asked for. I must have believed I received it, because fresh-faced, crusty-eyed, half-caffeinated version of myself received a lovely gift this morning by way of Danny's post and manifestation offering. Now, you know, what's hard for me in life is the unknown. I do not like not knowing things, period. Don't. I am I'm not an ignorance is bliss gal. I don't care the content matter. I'm nosy. I'm inquisitive. I love learning and knowing shit. So when my path is foggy, I take issue with it, even when I have contributed to the fog, because of course I do contribute to the fog because it's my life, you know? So when I saw Danny's video for her free 5-day course, I knew the universe was responding to my ask. There was no doubt. There was no question. It was plain as day, and the gift was fully received with open arms. Ask, believe, receive. Those are the ground rules, so to speak, for the law of attraction. And believe is my biggest challenge. Ooh, can't convince me of shit. It is the hardest step. Anything like asking, I can hang with. I can usually ask okay, but honestly, I have to remember to be concise then too, because if I don't remember to remember, I need to ask for what I do want and make sure that the focus is not on what I do not want. Like when it boils down to it, if we aren't clear with our communication and our intentions, then what exactly do we expect to get back, you know? So anyway, I signed up for that 5-day challenge, lickety split. I barely got through her beautiful opening day one message because I was so amped to sign up for the challenge. And like, you have to listen to the video in order to know even what the day one challenge is. So yeah, I'm in. I'm here for it. This past weekend though, like I got my list together of what I hope to accomplish by this coming Friday. And then I realized, already I'm not believing, hoping I will accomplish what I said I intended to accomplish. Like just yesterday, I said, I want to accomplish XYZ. I hope I can do it. Come on. Make it so, Siri. Jeez. I'm a beautiful, magical, powerful queen. I'm on some good shit. I don't know why I can't just make some stuff so, you guys. I have hella receipts, as the cool kids say, when it comes to having manifested my desires. And perhaps to some, it appears as if I manifest everything I declare, but that is definitely, that's not the case, you know. Another internet gem I read, you know what? I bet Danny posted this too. It seems like some Danny stuff. I think she did. But it said, don't let the internet rush you. No one is posting their failures. Message. How true is that, y'all? Like beyond Pinterest fails, how often do you see people posting their failures? The, I tried to do this and it didn't work out, you know? And I'm guilty of it too. Now, you know, my dramatic ass is happy to like shed some tears and let you know when the struggle is real in person and on the ground. But all in all, like, no, we aren't out here posting our failures. And so many folks on social media are content creators and are limited about what they post or feel very cautious about how honest they are with their posts. And I'll tell you what though, I refuse to like trade in being real or authentic or whatever you want to call it for coin or for the approval of internet stranger likes. Like I'm just not, that's not my jam. I will sit with 4 followers if it means all 4 of us are up and on the up and up and in the nitty gritty and being honest. All 4 of us, let's roll. So manifesting. My most recent win. Let's see. I guess it was manifesting our move into the tiny house. And if you follow me on social media, you know we moved into an actual tiny house. And like, I've been wanting to do a podcast about it, but I've been feeling weird because it's not exactly how my husband and I have talked about it all the years of having our own and stuff. So like, it's not ideal in the sense of permanence as we hoped. Like, but that's the key, hope. Man, that's not a definitive thing. It's hella wishy-washy. Word of the day, wishy-washy. So our goal was to be able to own our own tiny house and no longer be renters. We have no desire to own a traditional sticks and bricks foundation home. And so living tiny, it's just, man, does it work for us. We love it. Like, we love it, you guys. God, it's wonderful. But if I'm being honest, the wishy-washy stuff, that's on us. So we were wishy-washy with our intentions because we had lack financially, which spiraled into doubt. And if I'm being honest, I don't even know exactly how things worked so well in our favor based off of how wishy-washy our asses were. But the universe had us. Our friends and family had us. But more importantly, we clearly had us, because if we didn't ask, nothing would have happened. But because we didn't ask exactly for what we desired and do the work with the universe and believe it was ours, we received like a quasi ask. You know what I'm saying? Like a partial version of what we desire. And that's on us. We're still renting, but we love this tiny house, you know? So here I am with a whole ass 5-day manifestation challenge in the midst of this mama desire, some clear and obvious to the mind results. And it's all me. All of these big ass, delicious ass, ridiculous ass, outrageous ass goals is all me. And I know I'm powerful. I know what I'm capable of. You know, even with limited resources and time, I've been able to accomplish some pretty great things, you know? Y'all know I've been on 2 game shows. Who goes on game shows that often? Like, and honestly, without question, both game shows, I knew I would win. No doubt in my mind. Might as well scrap the other contestants because it's a wrap. But even in those moments, in this new unit of time, years later, I see where I was unclear with my asks. And I see why I received what I did. So, for example, about 15 years ago, 20 of my homies and I went to the CBS studios to go to a taping of The Price is Right. Like, Bob Barker Price is Right, you guys. I was a fan. Like, love me some Price is Right. Growing up, my gal Emily and I would sit on the phone forever and watch our favorite shows. Like, we actually would dial one another up, sit on the phone, get our snacks and comfy, turn on The Price is Right or Days of Our Lives, and just silently watch. Like, occasionally commenting on, like, how Marlena is definitely possessed again. So over the top. Emily and I are still friends today, and I love her and respect her big time. Okay, so chatty. I'm chatty. Let's get back on task. So anyway, my crew and I went to The Price is Right. And the line was crazy long. And they have their production assistants spaced out throughout the line, chatting with the audience members, like the potential guests that are going to come fill the seats. And they were strolling the line, asking casual questions about ourselves. But let's be real. This is Los Angeles. Everything is a freaking audition, especially when you don't know you're being observed. Rest assured, you're being recruited for something. So when PAs got to my portion of the line, they asked, "What do you do?" And I noticed, because I'm nosy, so I was observing, everyone around me were all performers too, because they were my friends. But they all said, "I'm a singer" or "I'm a dancer." My over-the-top ass decided to sing the words, "I like to sing and dance," and like do a jig while I was doing it, you know, as one does. But a few moments later, the PAs started pulling people aside and placing them in specific seats inside the studio. And I got separated from all 20 of my homies immediately. And I sat there in my little chair. I knew what was good. I knew what was next. I was just waiting my turn. So finally, "Siri, my last name, come on down. You're the next contestant on The Price is Right." Y'all, my black ass showed all the way out, up and down the miles. I won, you guys, and it was fantastic. And it's to this day one of my most favorite memories. I got to share that moment with people that I'm still friends with, and like, holy shit, how wonderful. But I wasn't clear with my ask, and the universe did not deliver what I desired. Like, I didn't get the exact thing. And so I had put out into the universe that I wanted to get on The Price is Right and win. But what I didn't say was what I wanted to win, or if it was money, how much, or how far I wanted to go on the show to actually consider a win. So after rounds and rounds of like being down in contestants row, I was called up to play a game. I won the game with the help of my awesome friends in the audience, because I have like some weird like name the grocery item prize, but like we're all poor college students. So like, do we even get groceries? You know, so I didn't make it to the showcase showdown. As a matter of fact, I had to have a 35-cent spinoff. Oh my gosh. I did not end up winning the spinoff, but I did leave with a bedroom set and kitchen appliances and a whole slew of items a 20-year-old broke as a joke renter in college cannot use, and the taxes to boot. But thanks to the universe, I won, and it delivered just as the universe says it will, but in a kind of wishy-washy way, because my ass was wishy-washy. Man. My next example. A few years ago, my brother and I were contestants on a TV show called Beat Shazam, and it was fantastic, you guys. If you've not watched this show, tune in. It's fun. Now, when I tell you Elliot and I are made for that show, I mean it. Not 4 weeks before, I caught wind of the show. Was that right? Yeah, not 4 weeks before I caught wind of the show casting, I had posted and chatting with friends about there needed to be a new Name That Tune style show. And at the time, I didn't even recognize my ask. You know, I didn't realize what I was tossing out into the universe. I was just flapping my gums. And then what seemed to be out of the blue again, much like the coffee guy, but I now know it was an inspired thought, I got a call from my brother Elliot about auditioning to be on the show. a brand new show. It's going to be on Fox. It's like Name That Tune style. Now, my brother and I are known not only for our love of music, but our ability to remember random music facts. Like, we know a lot of shit, you guys, individually. And our powers combined, unstoppable. Like, truthfully, when making music, I prefer to do it with Elliot. That's my guy. When working on projects, I prefer to do it with Elliot. Like, everything flows like thick, beautiful honey when he and I combine our forces. So we challenge each other's music knowledge on the regular. Like, it's a game for us. And my brother and I are not tied by blood, but we are equally bound for life, you know? I could not imagine experience that opportunity with anyone else. Nobody else. We would not have gotten it done. And the universe had our backs, you know? Our friendship started in, like, what, 1998? I was still in high school. And our friendship is built on a foundation of our connection of random music shit. So anyway, when the universe conspired to ensure he and I would be contestants together on the show, yo, it's a wrap. Again, everyone else might as well go home. We're coming for ya, you know? And we had a blast auditioning for the show and participating, and we won. Hell yes, we won. I intended it. Bro knew what was good. It was in the bag. But guess who wasn't clear with their ask? Siri and Elliot. As he and I talked about the show, and our focus was always, we got this. We already won. We know these songs. We know the music. The money is ours. But what money? How much? We talked about how much money we felt like we needed in order to pay off this bill or maybe get by on rent this long or whatever. But like, what have we already won? What is it that we got? You know what I mean? What was the dollar amount we were focused on winning? What was that ask so we could believe that, you know? And the grand prize on the show is $1 million. And it's practically the show motto. However, the prize money any team wins is depending on answering correctly or deciding to walk away before losing it all. And Elliot and I never said, we already won $1 million or we got this $1 million. And so what did the universe do? Delivered a wishy-washy result. Now, we still won. And we won a sizable amount of money, sans taxes, but not one, you know, we didn't win $1 million. And man, not what we hoped for. And there's that word again, hope. Wishy-washy ass hope. Sorry for anybody named Hope, because truly it is a beautiful name. Anyway, my point is, I could see clearly two circumstances where I was able to manifest the hell out of being in a situation I wanted. Big situations that other people don't have the opportunity to even fuck with, you know? But I wasn't clear once I reached the destination. And it seems like I'm pretty consistent with being inconsistent, you know? And being inconsistent is a bugaboo. I'm a work in progress. Daily. Always. Forever. You are too, y'all. And it's quite beautiful that we get 365-ish days to keep at it, you know? But, like, I gotta do better about kudos for myself, because, like, I owe it to myself to pat myself on the back and realize I am powerful. And I can and do manifest my desires. I am capable. I am able. I see where I have room to grow and where there's work to do. And that's delicious too. I have gifts to share. You know, I have love to give. And I also have a family to provide for. And man, I owe it to myself to apply some better self-care and be tender with my heart. And to wholeheartedly believe enough in myself that I'm able to provide, you know? Y'all, if there's something you're not doing because of fear or you don't know where to start, like, honestly, get clear with it. Give yourself some mental space to figure it out, lickety split, and offer your heart grace. Find your Danny Faust, because, oof, find your meditation. Find me. I will listen to what you have on your heart. If I have skills or contacts that can behoove you, please reach out, because I'm not here trying to block people's blessings. I want you to succeed and reach your goals, you know? Discover your intention so you can manifest the hell of this life, and I'm going to do my best to do the same, you know? We are all able to ask, believe, and receive all we desire. Oh, snap. I may be back on my Siri, you got this bad mamma jamma shit. Maybe I just needed to come unflap my gumps for 40 minutes. And hopefully you receive something from it. You know? Oh, man. Let me get off this podcast and complete day one of the 5-day manifest challenge and decide what I want with clarity. Danny, gal, if you're listening, thank you. This was a podcast, diarrhea of the mouth unleashing, I did not know I needed. But truthfully, ask, believe, receive, friends. Until next time, which at this rate very well may be today since I'm chatty. But until then, I'm Siri Larise, and this is Kind of Hippie, Kind of Hood. If you want to connect, you can find me on social media at Siri Larise or via my website, www.sirilarise.com. Oh, you guys, just kidding. Just kidding. I almost forgot. One more thing to say. So there's this new feature that allows you to drop voice messages, possibly comments, to me via my podcast. So if you listen on Anchor, which is the platform I use to produce Kind of Hippie, Kind of Hood, you'll see a message tab. It should be at the bottom of your screen if you're using your phone. Click it, flap your gums my way if you have questions or comments, okay? For real this time, though, I'm out. Until next time, I'm Siri Larise. Thanks, guys.